Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Racer consultants are standing by. I'll take caller 9 now at 844-999. Ola, and you'll play profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check-in to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a man in Florida was arrested after he pulled a machete on a woman who refused to go on a date with him.
You know, you get arrested for that every time.
Every time?
Maybe not every time, but I would say of the 7 times I've done it, 6 of those times I was arrested.
That's fair.
I don't know that I've used my machete for violence.
Yeah, but this is to get a date. This is a romantic machete threat.
I use mine for violence against weeds, Ted.
Well, I guess, all right, if that counts, yeah.
There you go.
I don't think she likes you, though.
Well, she doesn't like you now.
Yeah.
Because right? That's going to fix it. Way to go.
How'd you guys fall in love? He forced me to go on this date.
With a machete. Mm-hmm. That's when I knew. This is my guy.
A woman on a Virgin Atlantic flight was bombarded with harassing messages from strangers on a plane's chat system.
Mm-hmm. You have that option on Virgin. Wait, if you want to talk to someone, you just kind of send them a note. You can either do it
another
anonymously.
Passenger?
Yep.
Yeah.
So what, it shows
the
up
on
the...
in front of you, yeah.
Okay.
Were the messages good or bad?
Well, it doesn't matter because apparently she was attractive enough, I would guess, to get a lot of messages.
Oh, so everyone's messaging.
I think everyone is just saying, hey, I'm going to just shoot my shot here.
This is just a terrible idea.
I feel like that's just a way for, like, what's his name, Richard Branson?
Oh,
like,
sure.
That's like one step away from being like, on this next flight, we'll have an orgy.
Yeah. People love that airline for a reason.
If you're in first class, you won't be a virgin anymore.
We're going to treat you like an adult. What a concept.
Mm-hmm. Scuba divers in Florida competed in an underwater pumpkin carving contest.
Why? Just because they can.
Exactly.
Because their girlfriends asked them to. All right, honey. We'll carve them underneath the water.
Fine. We'll go get them. I know you always want those ugly gourds and the corn you hang on the door.
You want a pumpkin that looks like it has acne?
The corn on the
Why
door.
Why do they always like those ones?
What, the lumpy gourds?
Yes, ones like, that look like they have leprosy.
It's like the guy who's got the lumpy face. You went to school with him, right?
Yeah, but you don't want to touch his face.
No! A motorcycle thief in Wisconsin was busted when he accidentally popped a wheelie and fell off the bike.
Probably totaled the bike, too.
Yeah.
He's more of a, like, 8 o'clock boy. He's not quite a 12 o'clock boy.
Right. A music store in Wisconsin caught a thief stealing a flute by shoving it down his pants.
Did you hear what the owner of the place said? I guess you're not working on this.
He was shoving it down the back of his pants. Since they couldn't sell it after that, they turned it into a lamp.
They could have sold it after that. His quote was, after I saw where he put it, I thought that no one should be able to buy it.
I think that's fair.
He sticks it right in the middle of his butt crack in the back, and it's coming out the back. So instead of taking his jacket and kind of covering over
it's
what he did.
It's hanging out of the back?
It's hanging out of the back, and it's completely lodged right in the middle of his butt.
Now
but
look,
why?
I feel a little different. I would have said, listen, we reduced the price on this flute because it was in someone's butt. Your discretion to buy it. But beyond that, a flute...
Thank
if I'm
going
to get busted stealing an instrument, man, it's just not going to be a
like
flute.
He's like 55 years old, and he's got a flute in his butt.
He's flautist or out of control.
You're going to get, what, a couple $100 maybe if you can pawn a flute?
I get the feeling he stole the flute because he wanted a flute.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looks like maybe he's like a granddad, though.
Then he plays a flute or a ukulele. But there's no black market for flutes.
Or a ukulele?
Yeah, I feel like old people play ukulele. It's a story from a dude I saw on a train where I threatened to beat the hell out of him. He kept playing his ukulele. It's a long story.
We'll get into that one another time. Mm-hmm. An Italian restaurant in Pennsylvania is going viral for its very impressive Ghostbusters-themed Halloween decorations.
Why?
I don't know.
Are they that good?
Gotta be.
Where's the restaurant?
Pennsylvania.
Huh.
Ted should look that up. A man who shoplifted from a Walmart in Texas told the cops that voodoo made him do it. He also said that Voodoo told him not to brush his teeth that morning.
There's a lot of weird stuff out there in the world.
Voodoo does some weird stuff.
I don't believe in much of that crap, but it's much like dealing with a crow. I'm not touching the Voodoo thing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just not.
That was Nike's original ad slogan. Voodoo it.
I'm with you. Like a lot of people are like, I don't believe in that. But if somebody had a voodoo doll made of you,
you would say,
but there is
no.
One difference. And I say this all the time. You can say, man, I don't believe in religion. But if you talk to like a Catholic priest, you know, well, you know, it's something that you can find within yourself. You talk to a Baptist, it's something you find within yourself. It's something about voodoo. If you bring up voodoo, like, you don't know the dark powers, boy. Like, they start with scary stuff.
Here's the box and here's the key, but don't ever open the box.
Right, everything they do, even if it's not creepy, their approach is wrong in every way.
What's in the box?
Here's the key, and you'll never know because you must never open the box.
It is the bones of a boy born from a dog.
I am with you guys, though. I'm not a big believer in ghosts, but I won't mess with a Ouija board.
But if you make everything scary, then no one's going to do it.
Ouija's different than voodoo.
I mean,
not
Ouija,
that much. Ouija board was made by Parker Brothers.
Sure.
Okay, that's fair.
Right.
I mean, voodoo goes a little deeper than that.
We don't support the Parker Brothers.
Just because it's older doesn't
matter. Let me teach you about the voodoo. Like, no. And everyone looks terrifying.
Voodoo means
like
some...
Like, everyone that seems to practice, they have this look like, oh my God, they might not have a shadow.
That means some French woman from Haiti is going to put a spell on you in New Orleans.
I sleep on my feet from the ceiling.
An actor in the Philippines...
It's hard to brush my teeth because I have no reflection.
An actor in the Philippines may have set a world record by not blinking for 1 hour, 17 minutes, and 3 seconds.
They found out he was dead.
Not blinking for over
How
an hour.
Not do
is he allowed to drop his eyes?
You have to be able to do
that. I bet
that.
Chicks are just calling him nonstop. I mean, you think about all the things that are attractive in a mate, and you go, man, oh, man, that's my guy right
when
here.
When I'm so tongue kissing someone close, I hope they're staring at me.
He doesn't blink or nothing.
I mean, who cares? It's impressive. It's dumb. I'm just like, this guy's the best non-blinker I've ever heard of.
He stuck his tongue out for the longest time ever.
An MTA worker in New York got fired several years ago, but apparently no one ever told payroll. So he kept showing up on payday to get his check for 4 years.
All right.
To the tune of about $250,000.
But they said that he got arrested.
Yeah, he could face fraud charges for it.
Well, how is it fraud? It's payroll's fault.
Because he knows that he doesn't deserve
that
money.
Well, he was still walking in, I think, and getting the checks.
Yeah, right? He was. But they kept giving them to him. It would seem to me, if I'm running a company, I'm mad at payroll, not him. Who's going to walk away from free money? There's a $100 bill stapled to a utility pole. I'm going to walk by it. No, you're not. If payroll's dumb enough to keep paying you, that's on them, man. I mean, yeah, he could have said something, but payroll can't be that stupid. This was for mass transit.
Wallet Hub released...
What is this neighborhood that's got hundreds on the telephone poles? I'm moving.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a bad analogy.
I would take it.
Wallet Hub released its annual list of the best cities for foodies.
Yes, it did.
What do you think for number one?
They're the usual suspects.
Usual suspects. Good job, Miles.
Yep.
Elon Musk just tweeted that Tesla is going to allow people to start customizing the noise their horn makes when they honk. One of the options is flatulence.
I mean, I guess that's not that crazy. People used to have crazy horns back in the day.
Yeah, but they got like tunes.
If you beep at someone, you know what I mean?
You're trying
to get them to like go through the light to turn or whatever, but if you blast a fart on someone, man, I mean, they're not going to be that upset.
Move.
I think it's going to reduce road rage because there's a fine line between the little tap, like, toot, toot. It's a nice, but.
If you really want to send a message, just have a ludicrous one.
Move, bitch.
Get out the way.
Damn.
Move.
Ted's trying to get shot.
I want 16-year-olds to drive outside their girlfriend's house. Time to go.
But is it going to help get animals out of the road? You know, a dog's in the road, you kind of honk, and they jump out of the way. It's going to raise its ears and sniff its own butt.
It's going to spin around real quick and try to smell its
butt. Hit it with that ludicrous horn. They're out. And it's a little more appropriate if you do it to a dog.
Yeah, it's true. Move, bitch. I'm not being mean. It's a female dog. I got a bitch at home.
A woman in California is going viral after she posted a rant about Halloween candy on a neighborhood Facebook page. Quote, cheap candy has somehow infiltrated our community and it has to stop. We are an affluent neighborhood and this data should be reflected in our candy provisions for Halloween. Only Toblerones for all the kids.
I mean, what is like the high-end candy?
Right. Well, it says, I went to the rich neighborhood. To me, it's a full-size candy bar.
Yes, it does. That's exactly what
right,
it
that's
is.
All it says.
Or you got to have a great neighbor.
Got to go out to that gated community.
My neighbor across the street was a fireman, had full-size bars.
Oh, geez.
Because he was going to this crazy place where they sold things at wholesale.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
believe it was a club that involved prices.
Figure it this way. It's an investment in your home security.
It really is, man. You give me a bit of honey, toilet paper to the house.
You give me a full-size candy bar, all the kids in the neighborhood are behind you.
You give me candy corns, I break your car windshield.
Got to go to that gated community. They got the Godiva chocolates.
Oh, yeah. Handed out by a naked woman on a horse.
A woman in Florida was arrested for possession of a crack pipe, but you will never guess where the police found it.
Where did they find it?
Maybe you will. I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, my cock. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Steve, throw a hook at you, please, to everyone, how Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up?
Hola. Hi, Daniel. You understand how this year game is played?
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. We go to the fine state of Texas, where a man was arrested after investigators said he pulled off a bank robbery to pay for his wedding the next day. Now, the man stood up his bride-to-be on Saturday after getting locked up on Friday for robbing the bank. Now, according to the sheriff's office, quote, he stated that he was getting married tomorrow, so he didn't have enough money for a wedding ring that he wanted to buy and needed to pay for the wedding venue. So apparently, that was what the money was for us to pay for him to get married tomorrow. Now, before he was caught, deputies posted images of the bank robber on Facebook, which his fiancée saw. She called him, said, look, I know it's you, and she urged him to turn himself in. Well, he did. He ultimately surrendered to a deputy in another county. Most of the money was recovered, as was a weapon. My question is, do you believe this man is black, white, Asian, or Jew?
He's got to be white.
You think white?
Yeah, he's got to be.
Yeah, I'm with you. Just seems like, well, number one, like, she was like, hey, you need to call the cops and turn yourself in. And then he did. But I always like the theory that it seems like white people call the cops more. Also, like, it's not a ton to go on here. Like,
that is really not.
Day of, he just says, I'm going to rob a bank so I can pay for this wedding.
That was his entire thought process, as I understand it.
I think it's why, based on the fact that the fiance follows the local police department on Facebook.
All right, Daniel, what are you thinking? Final answer.
Final answer is white. I agree.
White? Did you say white?
White, yes.
Okay, white, final answer. We're going to find out if he is black, white, Asian, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
To Texas, we go on Profile This. We got a man that robbed a bank the day before his wedding so he could afford the ring and the wedding that next day. Well, the fiance saw his picture on the police department Facebook page, urged him to turn himself in, which he did, and he was jailed. Is he black, white, Asian, or Jewish?
And that's a question that we posed to you, Daniel. I said this earlier. Whatever he is, I'm convinced he just didn't want to get married. But at any rate, you said you believe that this guy is white.
Okay!
You are correct.
Yeah. Following the police on Facebook.
Yeah, we got a lot of comments.
Voluntarily
saying,
turning yourself in.
Right, like, wait a minute. He voluntarily turned himself in.
And the fiancé suggested that he turn himself in to the police.
Mm-hmm. Instead of run back, Lama.
Right, exactly. We got to get out of here. No, no. Let's just turn ourselves in.
Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time of 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
It's been a few days. Sometimes I forget what my job is, and I was trying to just make a quick joke there about the Cracker Barrel, and I almost just said, white cracker.
Oh. Wow, man.
You mean like a club cracker or like a saltine?
No, just...
That should be my slip-up. Not yours.
It's kind of redundant, don't you think?
It exactly is. It just, I'm telling you. You forget when you're not in front of a microphone. You're just like, oh, yeah. Anyhow, that was a lot of fun back there. People love
it. Yes, it was.
Who knows what I'm talking about. But Miles, I'm back. So, of course, I have some jokes here written by Late Night Professionals
and
their team of writers. And I have a couple that I've written myself.
You know, Ted, we had a surprise for you. We had Mike on assignment there, and Mike was going to make you a real nice open for this. So you'd have it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
He just completely dropped the ball and forgot. So, sorry.
Well, he doesn't do much. He's never busy.
Come on.
You know, it's one of those things.
Oh, we yelled at him about that. It was horrible. It's been a tense few days.
Thank God he's not back there to hear us. We said, hey, Mike, could you do us one favor only when Ted gets back? Could you have the open for this, the intro?
Because he does this. He already does it.
Yeah.
So we're like, obviously, Mike, it would make sense that we have some kind of intro for something he always does. Mm-hmm. And Mike said, I don't care.
I'm on it.
Yeah.
He said, I'm on it. Also, there is a curveball today.
Okay.
Won't say what it is, but there's a curveball involved.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Let's see. Did you hear about this? A woman managed to board a Delta flight without a boarding pass or ID. It wasn't that hard because another passenger simply had to say, that's my emotional support woman.
Ted Smith.
Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Fallon.
Damn it!
That's actually kind of funny.
Also, emotional support woman does not sound awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds like, you know, your mom.
I told you my idea. No one will say a word.
Let's see. A woman in California is going viral after she posted a rant about Halloween candy on a neighborhood Facebook page. Said, quote, cheap candy has somehow infiltrated our community and has to stop. We are an affluent neighborhood, and the status should be reflected in our candy provisions for Halloween. This also has assured the woman that her kids will be robbed of their candy tonight.
Lee Tenchman.
Yeah, that whole neighborhood's on blast now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that was just where I grew up, but you had to watch because there was kids that would... Older kids have steal your candy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's what the older kids did.
Older kids.
Mm-hmm. All right. Miles, you were just talking about this. A dog was buried under hurricane rubble for a month and survived. Sadly, the dog buried under Barney rubble was not so lucky. Barney rubble was arrested.
Ted Smith.
Curfall, that's a Steve the Thrill joke.
Look out of here. Golly, you went to the Flintstone well?
It was... Look, I read the headline, and I walked up to Ted and said, look, I don't know if it's any good.
Give me a setup.
So the first part is the headline, yeah.
Yeah, good.
A dog was buried under hurricane rubble for a month and survived. Sadly, the dog buried underneath Barney rubble was not so lucky, and Barney was arrested.
Okay.
I hope your kids don't get it. Right. Why was Barney arrested? Don't worry about it.
Officials in North Carolina have announced a recent outbreak of Legionnaire's disease was most likely caused by hot tubs at the state fair. So if you go into a hot tub at a state fair, Legionnaire's is probably the least of your worries.
Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers. I will say
hot tubs at the state fair.
I love hot tubs. And at the Texas State Fair, they had a hot tub that was massive. Biggest hot tub I've ever seen. Everything in Texas is bigger. But,
right.
I, like, you're at a state fair. Like, how
Why are you going in a hot tub?
Yeah.
Like, how are you prepared for that?
Hey, look, I would just say this. And, you know, maybe it depends on the state. But early in my radio career, we'd have to do broadcasts from the state fair in Maryland. And I hated every second of it. But the state fair, at least in Maryland, seemed to be the population is what we might call the human surprise. Right? Mm-hmm. It just all manner of people would approach.
Hey, you got anything for free up there? You got like a t-shirt or anything I could take home?
Yeah, one of the guys,
my boy loves Doobie Brothers.
And one of the stations I worked for in Baltimore, I just like ran the board once in a while.
Yeah.
Right? But it was an oldie station. I don't even know if it's still there anymore. But they had like a truck that had a window. And the DJ, I think it might have been Big Don, he would sit in there and do his thing from the state fair. Yeah. But
people, I did it for years.
Right, so I don't know if people know this, in radio, kind of like TV, there's a way that like somebody like me running the board can talk to just him.
Yeah.
So nobody outside could hear us, this and that. And he'd be like, yeah, all the freaks are out here looking at me like I'm the freak in here. Right? He's like, I'm not an exhibit, man. Like, I'm a DJ.
I tell you what what happened to Johnny Panzarella at the Maryland State Fair.
Yeah.
Johnny Panzarella, this woman comes up and goes, Johnny, hey, Johnny. Because Johnny was very popular.
Yeah.
On that 90 Rock. Hey, Johnny, sign my boob. So Johnny signs this girl's boob and gives her like a t-shirt or whatever. And about, I guess, no less than 45 minutes later, this guy comes over and goes,
hey, man, I'm looking for Johnny Panzarella. He signed my girl's boob. I'm going to beat his ass. And Johnny goes, Johnny's not here, man. I think he left early. The guy goes, okay, if you see him, you tell him I'm going to kick his ass. Johnny's like, man, I don't know what he did, but I'm sorry. Yeah.
The guy walked away.
good times.
A guy in Texas robbed a bank on Friday to pay for his wedding on Saturday. He didn't wear a mask. The fiancé saw the surveillance shots and told him to turn himself in on Facebook because the police knew it. Or turn himself in to the police because she had seen it on Facebook. She convinced him to go down there. He was arrested. The wedding was canceled. But the good news is he still got a ball and chain.
Found.
That's a tense bit.
Oh, not bad, man.
Miles knew it.
Oh, yeah.
Well done.
Yes.
I got a lot of wedding jokes. I just don't do it.
For good reason.
Instagram this week will remove the ability to see recent like and comments history of other users. Meanwhile, Facebook will start posting your credit card numbers and your home address.
David Smith.
Ted Smith.
Seth Meyers.
Oh,
damn it.
I thought that was from you, man. That was
good. I left David Spade out.
Can't see who people like, you know.
David Spade, by the way, I saw he had a funny thing he put on the internet, which basically was jokes that didn't make his show.
Okay.
But it was just funny. He's just sitting at this little desk, and he's like, I want to reiterate, this is my actual desk. I was hoping we were going to use a fake desk, but this is my desk.
It's like that intro we had for you that never got done, because Mike forgot.
Mm-hmm. It was just awkward. This sounds like a setup to a joke, but it's not. Did you hear about all the stuff with China and the NBA?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a big deal. A lot of issues with China right now, mainly a pending trade war, if you will, because of tariffs and this and that. Then the NBA, somebody posted out something about the Hong Kong protest. So then China basically, and this is odd, people might not know this, China loves the NBA.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. I want to say it's bigger there than it is in the States.
Right. So, right, it's massive and this
massive.
And that. So basically, the NBA, they've been apologizing. They said, hey, look, we're sorry that he tweeted that out, you know, pro-democracy in Hong Kong. But China's been like, hey, we're done with the NBA, this and that. And a lot of people do this, right? China has a ton of people and a ton of money, so most people don't want to piss off China. But South Park, they don't really care. Last week's episode, they were taking shots at China, and China, of course, deleted everything about it. If you go to the internet in China,
right,
there's nothing. No. South Park is scrubbed.
South Park wasn't meant for people in China. Because right. It's a certain version of humor, you know what I mean, that I think is pretty specific.
Can anyone take criticism
American culture
for the actions that they do?
Right. They're sending Adam Silver over there to try to smooth this over, the NBA is. A lot of people don't know this, but Adam Silver was the guy whose face melted in Raiders of the Lost Ark. That's where he got his start and then made his money.
And never got surgery to repair it.
Yeah. And still looks like he's burned.
Right, so the NBA, I mean, James Harden even came out and apologized. He had nothing to do with it other than it was his GM.
Sure.
It's also, you know, Yao Ming's in charge of the Chinese basketball stuff. Yao Ming, of course, played for the Rockets. But anyhow, the South Park guys, they do not care. They issued an apology, quote, like the NBA, we welcome the Chinese censors into our homes and into our hearts. We love money more than freedom and democracy. Long live the great Communist Party of China. May this autumn's sorghum harvest be bountiful. We now good, China? I mean, you're right. Those guys have enough money as it is. They really don't care.
No, they don't.
You don't know I'm an apology.
If they needed a phone chip or if they did anything where actual trade was involved, it's entertainment. You know what I mean? Like, you can choose. It's always so censored when it gets there anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, like, look, if your actions dictate that a lot of people are mad about it, deal with it.
Yeah.
Your actions. And with China, it's like, look, man, China's been around for a long time, and you've never had a great reputation as far as how you treat people. Right? Yeah. I mean, that's one thing. You know, China, you can go back thousands of years with China, but if nothing else, like, the reputation for how you treat people has never changed. What we're saying in 2019 is that 1,000 years ago. It's nothing new. You would think you'd have a thicker skin by now.
What's also funny is they banned Twitter, like, years ago.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been there. But, I mean, as soon as that GM tweeted that out, and it wasn't like he basically just said, hey, you know, supports democracy.
Sure.
Right. They were like, oh, it's over.
Blah, one of the greatest things I've seen here with the president of China, when he came to town, right, he got his own hotel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This is a true story. He gets his own hotel. He gets his own detail. He has all of that. He puts his wife up in her own hotel across town.
Yeah, he did not want to be. Well, think about it.
You bring your wife to a country.
You give her that hotel down there. Mm-hmm. You're staying over there, and it's totally fine. That is the craziest crap
I've
ever heard.
I'll bring you, but we ain't sharing a room.
I'll stay on Maui. You go to Kauai, and we'll have a lovely vacation apart. I mean,
that's a power move.
That
right
is
there.
Just like you go over there.
Yeah,
what is
I did
that?
Not know that.
That's a friendly one.
I will say the security was insane. And somebody made a good point. They're just like, hey, that's the president of China.
You can't let anything
like,
go
nothing
wrong.
Can happen to right. him, especially on our yeah. soil. Like that's the president.
He doesn't
of China.
Want to be in the same building with his spouse. What is going on?
Kind of sad news here. You know, it's just, sadly, it's going the way it does, right? So Alex Trebek, we know he's been sick and he's been getting chemo. Well, now he's saying in a new interview, he kind of hinting that maybe his time at Jeopardy is going to be over soon. And basically, it's just him, like just being him, right? He's right. such a perfectionist about stuff. He just said, basically,
Alex Trebek, a perfectionist. I can't imagine it.
Yeah, like he's saying, he's like, look, the chemo, like, it's affecting me. I started to diminish. I talked to the producers about how all the time, about all the time now. I said, look, I'm slurring my words. My tongue doesn't work as well as it used to. The chemo is called sores inside of my mouth, makes it difficult to speak and enunciate properly.
And one thing about him, dude, I mean, he is the super enunciator. He doesn't even do it to be mean, but like, you'll give an answer, and you know, if you say, like, oh, what is Lithuania? He's like, yes, which is Lithuania. Like,
yeah, even okay. the way he said enunciate when he says it is different.
He enunciates and enunciate.
Basically, his producers are like, hey, we don't notice. Alex obviously notices. And then he even said, I'm sure there's observant members of the telephone audience who also notice, but they're forgiving. So,
and I mean, look,
that's always a tough spot.
I think he's been a little bit hard on himself. I think if he came out and did the best he could, everyone would be happy with
him. I don't think he's hard on himself. I think that's just how he is with himself, period.
Correct.
And the thing is, he's an old guy. He's going through the worst cancer you can have, as they say, right? As far as trying to get into remission and all this. You've done your time. The reason everyone says is because everyone likes you.
I'm with you. I think he's probably being a little hard on himself, but also he's, you know, for him, if he notices anything, he just doesn't want to be
the old. It's not going to fly, man.
Right, and he doesn't want to be the old sick guy. Now, you're right. All of us that grew up with Alex Trebek and everything, we'd be like, just do the show as long as you can.
Because we can't let go. What I like about him is like, look, I want to go out, you know, you want to go out the way people remember you.
And you want to look right. for a long and prosperous end to this, and you want him to,
thank you, Mr. Spock.
To stay alive as long as he can one way or another. But it might be time for him just in general to step away from working, concentrate on his family, concentrate. I mean, in other words, start the process for looking for the next person who's going to come in there and be the host of Jeopardy.
All right, here's my question. Now, you are the producers of this show, Jeopardy. I know he's one of them, but you're one of the other producers. As you look for a new host, because even though Jeopardy in and among itself is not important in any way, we have made it important. Do you go after a name that people already know to host Jeopardy? Or do you take someone that no one knew before? Me personally, I lobby to get someone that no one has known before. Like if you take a college professor or something like that, like you're the new host of Jeopardy.
I think you stick with the current formula. There's only one person who can fill this.
You're going to end Jeopardy?
No. You keep it going, but there's only one guy that can do that. It's Steve Harvey.
Right. Just give him another thing to host?
Now I've got a question for you.
Oh, man.
18th century French literature. All right. Now, homeboy wrote a play.
Right. I like
about
Steve Harvey.
The French
just
Revolution.
Just him laughing. I mean, they never get through the board.
I know that. Maybe Neil
You're
deGrasse.
A librarian.
Maybe Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I thought about call. That, too.
That, you know, it's not
but I don't
like
know.
Bill Nye. I don't know that.
No, Neil deGrasse Tyson would want to do that.
Bill Nye would just be a jerk.
Who wouldn't
want
to do that? I would want to do that. And I'd be like, look, you guys are going to help me pronounce this word. But I still want to ask you the question.
Yeah. But what did Alex Trebek do before Jeopardy? Like, was he known for something? Wasn't
Jeopardy.
He?
I
yeah.
don't believe he was. And that's my point. You know, the show's become what it is. We're all intimately familiar with it. Alex Trebek is forever tied to it. But, yeah, Neil deGrasse Tyson could be a strong one because people trust his intellect, right?
Yeah.
And he has enough of a personality to carry it. But, yeah, otherwise, Steve Harvey.
I'm Steve Harvey. Welcome to Jeopardy. It's spelled G, a party. We're going to make it a party up in here. You know what I'm saying, librarian?
That's a good question. I haven't really thought about who I'd have replace.
I don't know. I feel like this one's kind of, like, Price is Right, it kind of didn't matter. I mean, you had to get someone, right?
Right, but Price is Right is more about being entertaining as well.
Right. That's the thing. Jeopardy is entertaining to your intellectual side.
Well, you know what?
Else.
We're all saying we all like Alex Trebek and respect him so much. Like maybe that's just they just look at him and go, "All right, if you want to start stepping down, like who would you like to have this
correct.
Job?"
Shut up, Alex. No one asked you.
Yeah, but I guess you could always move Sajak over.
No.
What?
No.
Pat.
that Sajak on Jeopardy? Man, you've lost your... Are you kidding me?
Well, those shows are always back-to-back. I think the audience don't care.
No.
Think of just how Pat Sajak delivers his information. There's nothing wrong with that. And it makes sense on Wheel of Fortune. I don't know. Put it this way. If you go on Wheel of Fortune, and I know you should dress up your game show, but like Wheel of Fortune's like going to Sizzler, all right? Nothing wrong with that. It's a good time. You have fun. Maybe you're a little louder. Get a little drunker. You go on Jeopardy. It's like, you're the finest steakhouse that there is. You must be very... He's just not the guy for her.
I saw Sizzler the other day. The old hood. Closed down. I said, that used to be the Sizzler. And she was like, that was the Sizzler.
Used to be.
You know, here's the difference. When Pat Sajak tells a joke, I get it. When Alex Trebek does, I don't. You need someone who's funny to smart people, and the rest of us go, I bet you
we're
going to
have Steve Harvey. Maybe we'll just have Seacrest do it.
That's not a bad call either.
Right?
Seacrest?
He would do a good job.
Well, I'm just saying, if we're going through the theory of, like, Steve Harvey host everything, isn't Seacrest the next natural person?
No, Michael Strahan.
That's right? A really
he
good
He does 500 off. Things. He's doing... Mm-hmm. If Steve Harvey's okay, you cannot tell me that Michael Strahan can't do it.
I guess you're right. Well, first of all, I'm not fine with Steve Harvey hosting Jeopardy.
Yeah, okay.
Let's back up the train a little bit. I think I'm much more comfortable with Seacrest doing it.
Oh, you didn't put the answer in the question form.
I think Jeff Goldblum would be a good call. He's just got the swarmy
enough. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But he's actually swarmy. We just didn't get Alex Trebek was a badass till later in life.
No, I changed that guy down the hallway naked in a hotel room because he robbed him.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of people could do that and we're like, cool.
In 75.
But it's Alex Trebek. You're like, that's awesome. He was naked.
Chased him down, tackled a robber in a hotel room.
Trebek.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go to Vero Beach, where a Florida woman takes the term crack pipe quite literally. Meanwhile, Florida man goes gator hunting, and the gator bites him. Then he videotapes himself giving the beer for all to see. Curly the dog wakes up owner in the middle of the night as the house was on fire. Family in India takes selfie by dam before the situation turned dire. And a helicopter loses its wheel. The wheel then crashes through a man's bathroom. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. At 2 in the morning, police stopped a woman riding her bicycle on the road without lights on. The officer found the need to conduct a search of the woman and came up with a screwdriver in her pocket. The officer also noted that he felt an object lodged in the woman's posterior. After a short scuffle, the officer subdued the woman and found the crack pipe that she was attempting to hide.
Now, do they call it a crack pipe because she smoked crack out of it? Or it's just the pipe that she hid, you know?
That was crack from the late 90s, the healthy crack.
Oh, yeah, it was a healthy crack.
The good crack. Yeah. The non-prostate crack.
She was arrested and charged with possession of paraphernalia. In other news, I tell a lot of stories in this segment that make people lose a little faith in society, so maybe it's time to turn the ship the other way here. A man in Belfast, Ireland is being shared online after he was seen being a good person. I didn't write this correctly. The man works as a cashier at a local grocery store and found himself in a situation when an elderly customer's card kept getting declined. Instead of turning the man away, he discreetly put out his own card and paid for the man's groceries himself. Didn't seem to get noticed by the customer, but it was certainly seen by others, and he has since been blown up on social media.
See, I'd have been like, you owe me more money, old man. Don't turn this into an ass whipping.
Don't turn it into an ass whipping.
I just scanned all your groceries, player. I ain't voiding this. Well, come on, Playboy.
Well, that was fun. It's that time again, gents.
Death by selfie.
Hey, ouch. Death by selfie.
We go to India for this sad story. A family on an outing at a local dam tragically lost their lives while trying to take a selfie in the water. One of the family members fell into the water, dragging three of them with them. So, yeah, basically they were all in, I think, like knee-deep or waist-deep water out there in the dam, and they were just taking a selfie together. Yeah, they waded out into the water. a 14-year-old that was with the family got swept under, grabbed for help, pulled at least three under, I think four under, and I think only two actually made it out of that whole situation.
Four family members greater than picture.
Yeah.
Look, man, I'm going to say, if it's that important to you, learn Photoshop.
Yeah. Don't stand out in the middle of water.
You don't need to do this stuff, man.
That's going over a dam.
The level of currents that happen at a dam based on what the dam does.
Well, absolutely. They didn't.
That's why all the buoys are up like, don't get near this even on a boat.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's going to suck in.
Stay away from this.
It's a dam.
Exactly.
That's why they call it a dam. Like, damn.
Doggone it. Just in case you still thought that universities were solely focused on education, a professor from Philadelphia is being prosecuted after it was discovered that he was misusing funds that were given to him for research. The man had spent nearly $200,000 at local strip clubs and marketed the expense down as goods and services.
Again, and we talked about this earlier, yes, and like I said, listen, if you took some of the federal funds they give you for actual research, they have, again, studied whether or not rats laugh. Specifically, are rats ticklish? Now, keep in mind, you have to put in an application to get this money, and the application says, are rats ticklish? And it gets vetted by the Fed, and the Fed goes, you know, I don't know. Give them the money.
Also should be noted that most strip clubs in that area, including Cherry Hill and Morristown and Eastern Philly, are BYOB.
Oh.
So the fact that he racked this up without purchasing alcohol is astonishing.
Well, he's a professor, and he was still helping a lot of children in doing this.
It really was. Right. I bet that's half correct. Of his students were there.
That's correct.
Right?
Working.
The professor has since resigned and agreed to pay $55,000 for the bill. So I don't know how that works. He goes out there, and he spends $200,000 at strip clubs, but he just gets off with paying $55,000.
But again, it's the weird college world, where you are not beholden to the same law as people that are taking care of themselves.
Yeah, I guess
you're anyone else, it's like, that's fraud, bro, right? Anybody else that's fraud, but somehow if you are associated with the college between the ages of 18 and 22, you're still coddled like a child.
You still get money like the people give you.
Right. If you work for the college, like, that's illegal what he did.
I need you to give me money in a grant so I can work.
Right.
Mom, can I have a $50 to go out to a movie with my friends tonight?
College.
For studying.
Ridiculous.
The rare occasion where man and beast work in unison, a Vietnam vet in South Carolina is happy to be alive after his dog woke him up in the middle of the night. After he was nudged awake, the man saw the smoky state of his house and eventually saw flames through the side window. He was able to escape the house and call 911 without injury. I think that dog started the fire.
No, listen to me. Listen to me.
And Curly's a hero.
I said, no, he's not a hero.
He's a hero.
We keep throwing that word around, and I bring it back to, remember Sully, the guy that landed the plane in the Hudson River.
Correct. Okay?
And everyone says it's a hero. And look, I like what he did, but you have to understand, he didn't do it for the passengers.
No.
He did it because he didn't want to die.
Correct.
That dog woke up the owner because basically what he said when he went rough. I don't have opposable thumbs. I don't open the door, dog. I need the door open.
So
if I can do, if I can open the door, I may or may not have let you know there was a fire. That dog didn't want to die.
So you're contesting that if they had a doggy door, that dog would have let him burn.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You know what?
Yeah. I absolutely do.
That
dog did not wake him up because he's a hero. The dog woke him up because dogs can't turn doorknobs.
I agreed with that. Now,
sorry.
At first I thought, man, that's kind of, you know, like the dog doesn't want to die either. But the bottom line is, dog can't get out.
Right. I have to wake him up.
Open
the door.
I'm going to poop in the living room.
Oh, goodness.
Poop in the living room.
This one comes to us from our own Steve the Thrill Hill. We go to San Jose, where a reptile breeder has been robbed. The man was loading up his gear after he had just given a talk at the local library, but as he was loading up, he noticed that someone had stolen one of his bags from his car. The bigger problem, the valuables that were in the bag, were four of his pythons and a blue lizard that he owned. It wasn't like a phone or cameras or anything like that. It was full-on reptiles in these bags.
And there's a real good chance they didn't know that.
His concern isn't so much the money that he was losing with the robbery, but the safety of the animals inside the bag.
Blue lizard sounds like he fell asleep with the ring on still.
I know.
What about the concern for the dude that stole all those animals?
That's absolutely.
Well, he's worried they'll let the guy just throw the bag in a dumpster. Because you open the bag,
right,
and there's four snakes.
Exactly.
Nightmare.
Yes.
I just imagine holding that bag and things are moving around.
I call it the blue lizard.
And some free headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for Who Sucks Less? What You Don't Need to Know. And we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all up out this biatch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.